Tevrinian and Tyra has the depth of its application across the board. It certainly is Nogea, specifically in the halachas that it's Nogea, but also it's Nogea to many deeper points in Inyanim. Masechtas Gittin is a masechta deals with something that's sad, and it not only deals with a personal tragedy, it deals with the musik of Pirut, being part of Shbrach and Kal Yisrael. And we'll take a look at the last piece of Gemara and understand and try to understand a little bit of the oimek behind some of the inyanim of gerushin. It says, "Domer Belazer, kol megarish ishta rishayna." If a person is megarish his first wife, afilu mizbeach married a loved most, even the mizbeach cries. Shenema v'zay shenis tasu sus dimas mizbeach Hashem chibanoka me'enoy b'fnayz al mincha. So the Gemara brings a pasuk and learns from the pasuk that there's an inyan of Mizbeach being married to Mois, and it specifically is for Eishes Nurim. In other words, that a person, when he divorces his first wife, there's something called Eishes Na'urim. That is something that is a special tragedy. I'd like to understand a little bit. Monefshach, if Gerushin is something that's bad, then why would then it's bad for any zivuk? Zivuk Rishon, Zivuk Sheni. Yes, it's something that Zivuk Rishon tends to be a person that expects more, but b'chol ofin, the tragedy of gerushin is that the Torah wants people to be married, and the divorce is difficult, and bad feelings, and so on. So what's the inyan of what's the yichud of the zivuk Rishon with Ishta Rishayna, which is called Eishes Ne'urim? Secondly, the Gemara describes, Rebbe Loza describes the tsar as a tsar of the mizbeach crying, so the demos mizbeach. You need to understand what is the inyan of the mizbeach crying. What is the tsura of the demos of the mizbeach of all the kelim and the mishkan? Why the mizbeach? So if we need to look into a little bit the Yichud of Mizbeach, let's try to understand it in the following way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in the world inyanim that are separate things. L'mashal Shemayim and Aretz, Mayim al Yonim, Mayim Tachtonim. Those are things that are very separate, and yet the chibur, the kiyum, comes about only through the chibur of these two things that are lechura very, very different. You have Adyanim Tachtonim, which is Shemayim Aretz, you have Ish and Isha. The Kuzari says that when you have what's the inyan? The Melech asks the Melech Guzarim asks the Chava. He doesn't understand that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is all Ruchnius, how can we offer him Karbanis? They're called Lechem Ishai. They're called the Lechem Alekav. They're called the bread Kaviyach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So how do we understand it when certainly Kaddish Baruch Hu and everything like it is lemaila leila leila from any havamin of having anything to do with things that are physical, but achila. What was achila shayach Kaddish Baruch Hu? So the Kuzari explains like this: just like you have a guf and a neshama, and a guf and a neshama are distinct and they're different, and each one, the chibur is what allows the nefesh to be in the guf. And this chibur takes place through achila. In other words, the neshama itself is not going to die if you stop eating. The neshama is a shemayim, it doesn't need food. It goes to its own world, and it's its own entity. But the chibur of guf and neshama takes place only with achila. That's the metzias of achila. So the just like achila keeps the guf and neshama of a person together, so too the chibur of alyonim and tachtonim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyochol, is the neshama of the world, with the chias of the world, is kept in this world only through a type of avoda that's called avoda v'achila, and that's what keeps it connected. So the chilek of the mizbeach itself is the makum of the chiburim of the avodayim tachtonim v'achila. That's what mizbeach is. That's why it says when they had nisuch hamayim, so the elyonim and tachtonim were separated. The waters were one water, and they were separated, and therefore they needed to come together. The tachtonim started crying about why we're doing nifrat from elyonim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that there will be Aveda, Nishamayim, where the water of the so-called demois of the Mayitachtonim will be brought on the Mizbeach. Because the Mizbeach is the Mokum of Chibah Vayitachtonim, and wherever you have that Mokum of Chibah Vayitachtonim, that's where you have the Chetimtza. That's where you have the place where you can reaffirm the chibur of Alyon Tachtoinim, that the Maima Tachtoinim are still Shayach Tal Yoinim, because those mos, the Mokar Nisuch is over there on the Mizbeach. So the Mizbeach is the Mokarim of chibur between Alyon Tachtoinim, the big picture, in the Lechem Ishai, which keeps Alyonim together with Tachtoinim. It's something which is the chibur of the Maima Alyonim Maim Tachtoinim. There's another Indian that has that chibur. And let's talk about the musig of Eishes Ne'urim. The Gemara says about a woman that Eini Shekareses Bris Al Mishai Sosakli. So the Ramban says that what Ramban speaks about, where the derivation, the etymology of the word Bris comes from. And one of the things he says is that it's from a lashon of bria, like gracious. It's from the bria, and Rabban's lashon is kima oilamhi. It's something which is it comes from way back when. In other words, let's try to understand the nekuda over here. Whenever you have a chibur of two things, let's ask ourselves, what is the quality of that chibur? How well will the chibur work? So if I take two pieces of wood and I glue it together, it'll work to some degree and so on. It's very helpful when you have one piece of wood that broke into two. Fitting those pieces back together and gluing them will work very well, because it's something that really, it goes back the way it ought to be. The kesher that you have with someone else really depends on at what level was that kesher made. So if the kesher was made, l'mashal, people, tevat varm, friends that you make early in life remain longer friends than friends that you make later in life. It's a much more, in some ways, there's a very, very durable friendship with childhood friends than there is with people later on. The reason is because the person later on, I was already a Dovah Shalom without it. Masha Ein Kein, something that that becomes part of me in my formative stage, is something that becomes very powerfully connected. Let's give one more Masha. Imagine I have a building that's standing, and I, for beauty's sake, or maybe even for aesthetics, for safety's sake, I add a few pillars to hold it up. Seichel says that even if I take those pillars away, it's still going to remain standing, because it stood before there were pillars there, and logic says it'll stand after pillars. I mean, if I put it for safety's sake, means, you know, just in case. But I trust that it'll probably will stick around, and that's that. Masha Inke, if I take something and I make it the pillar of something when I'm building it, so there usually it's going to be very crucial, because that went into it, that went into the formation of it. In other words, any chibur that's part and parcel of a formative process becomes part of the essence. A bris is a unique type of chibur. A bris is a chibur which the symbolism of a bris is that each piece no longer can exist of its own without the other piece. The way you sort of describe a bris is you present it and you cut something in half. In other words, you're sort of making a statement that this thing is now, these two things are two halves of the Dovah Shalom, rather than being a chibur of two dvarim shleimim. So the bris, a bris is a durable kesher, because whereas a normal bond takes two things that are shalom in themselves and adds a glue to it, a bris is something that is it's possible to take things and to merge them on a very, very fundamental level in a way that becomes their etzem metzias, and they don't even have a metzias on their own. That's the musik of a bris. When we say Einisha Karasas Bris, L'Nisha Isasa Kli, and Fakert also, when you have the Eishes Neurim, that it says she's called Eishes Brischa, that means that it's somebody that goes into the Yom Metzias. It's not an addition to Yom Metzias, but it's in Yom Metzias. And therefore, when a person is, gets divorced from a woman like that, the person is breaking that chibur, and therefore the person is, the Mizbeach is married the most, because the Mizbeach is the nekuda of kesher for all those things that you have two in Yonim that become one because be'etzim they're one. El Yonim Tachtoinim, the physical world and the Ruchnistic world, they seem to be very different. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted a physical world only for the tachlis of expressing neshama. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a bria to have that chibur. That was the etzem metzias of the bria, is to have a makom that will have a physical world that is full of teichen of neshama. That's one makom in the bris. Del yonim tachtoinim, the structure of tachtoinim is there to become one. That's the mechuvin is the one. Isha v'isha are also like that. Ish v'isha are become one nekuda, and therefore they're meant to be that one nekuda. And a period of that is a period that strikes very much at the heart of what it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of a thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be one, and that period that Tsar is expressed as the Mos and Mizbeach. There's another chelik of this, which is the same Nakuda, a little bit of a finer point. The Goyen says, the Pasuk says in Mishle, Yeh Mekor Chobor V'Someach Me'eshes Nerecho, that which is understood to be the Torah that a person learned when he was in the Ura. The music of having Torah Ibn Urim is not, there's a difference in the quality between the Torah that a person has Ibn Urim vis-a-vis the Torah that a person has in later life. A person has thoughts, ideas, understandings, etc. Those thoughts and ideas and understandings are the person, and then he can add to it different things. Rabbeinu Bechaya speaks by Richus about Reishis Chochma Yiras Hashem, that a person needs to be makdim Torah to all of his other limudim. The reason to be makdim is because there's there's a difference between learning something on top of another of a certain set of axioms and knowledge, or learning it in the very beginning. Whatever a person learns at the beginning of his life, in the period of input in his life, that becomes his metzias. These are the things that are obvious, clear, what's called self-evident. It's self-evident means that this is part of my most shorishdika core understanding. And that's why Rebbe Bechaya says, when a person has Torah, when it's the Zereshis Chachma, that a person starts off by learning Torah first, and that becomes his basic understanding of the world, of life, of everything else. And then the person adds to it other nyanim. So forget that the person broadens himself with it. But if a person introduces it into the core of himself, then that becomes part of his metzias, and that becomes problematic. So the Torah is telling you, the pasuk is telling you, that there's a pchinas Torah that's called Eishes Norim, which means that it comes as something that the person is dovuk to because it's been Ura. There's one more pshat of the Goyen that I feel is important to know, and we'll see it in a second. Let's talk about making a siyum on a masechta for an oilam that's of the age that you are. And I've seen it two inyanim. One inyan is the inyan that we speak now. The finishing the sector requires tremendous amount of asmada, being shakur and learning. It's these years are significant more than anything else, because these are the bechinas. This is Torah as a bechinas eishes ne'urim. Torah afterwards is Torah. Torah is always Torah. Whatever a person learns is always wonderful. But the musig of something becoming part and parcel of the person's etzem etzias, that's something that happens now, at these years. And when a person learns with the brand these years, the Torah that he learns becomes part and parcel of his thought process and understanding and so on. There's another Nekuda, and this is the Goyen on this pasuk. The Goyen says, what does this mean? What is this? So the Goyen says that a person starts by learning Pshat. That's the Aleph. He then, as he gets older and his Makor becomes Baruch, the person begins to learn the Sight of Torah, the Pnimis of Torah, the Avon of Torah. So the Pasuk is telling you, even after you learn the Sight and the Pnimis, you will be happy with the Pshat as well. That's what the Goyen says. What the Goyen means to say is that if the person understands the Pshuta Shel Mikra, to start with. He then deheres the oimic as an oimic within a certain level, but within the pshat. It's not another piece or something else added to it. But he deheres within, you know, that after having understood the oimic, he understands it within the context of the inyan. And he sees that this is the etzem oimic of the inyan. It's not a separate thing, it's not a new thing, it's not a different thing. And that's a very, very chashuv inyan. My Shmuel Kanev Racha was always very, very strong about finishing Masechtos. And for many reasons. And I think the two reasons we discussed here are very important. We discussed the inyan of the brishavoy, that there's a special mekud in the bria of certain chiburim that transcend a chibur of two things, and they have the possibility to become one. These are things that are called bris, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, Yisrael Kutubicha, Reises Chadhu, Klal Yisrael Mitairah, Klal Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Those are nyanim that become one, because mitzad their etzem bria, they're one, and that's called the krisas bris, because they, it goes to the, like the Rambam says, to the very gracious of it. The bond is a bond that takes place at the most fundamental level, rather than at a superficial level. The mokrim for that chibur, the mokrim in the world where that chibur takes place, is the mokrim mizbeach. It serves, first of all, as being the chibur between the chil and shtia kaviyachol of lechem chukai, lechem ishai, and so on. It's the mokrim where the tsar of pirud is expressed, when the mayim tachtonim have a place to come back to this makom and to express their tsar being yifrad. So the accomplishment of chiburim on a level of bris, and the accomplishment of and the tsar takes place in Mizbeach. The ish and isha is another chibur that should have had this quality. The tsar, but in ish and isha is also two. There's an ish isha stam, and then there's an ish and isha. The Ben Ish Chai says that the zivig rishon is the ikka zivig of a person. In other words, the zivig rishon has that quality of being a schabe to a very deep shayrish, which is a very, very seminal level, and that is the bris of ish and isha. When there's a pirut in that chibur of ish and urim, so the tut stadim, the tsar of that chibur, of that pirut from such a chibur, that tsar takes place in the makam mizbeach. The mo'os is the tsar of that. It's the expression of that type of tsar preda. The in Torah is another area where a person can have that type of relationship. Torah is called a bris for that reason, because there's that type of chibur of a person to the Torah that he learns. There's a difference between Gersa and Yankasa. There's a chelik of Torah that is Eishes Nehurundi, and that's something which, when a person learns young, the things that a person learns when he's young become part and parcel. It's very mitzias. That's a special yichud of learning things. And when a person learns, the Goyim tells him, a person learns the Pshuto Shal Mikra in a way that it becomes a bris with him, in a way that it becomes a chibur with him, the person is zeicha that even after he learns b'imik or b'iyud, it's eina mikra zei Pshuto. I remember my Rebbe, Rav Nachman Ben Bracha, was a tremendous Baal Pshat and a tremendous Amkin. But what made his shir unique, and what made and what made us so nimshach to his learning, was that his the excitement in a very good shir was not that merely that it was deep or sharp, whatever it was, but that afterwards you could see it as being real pshat. It made so much sense in the words. The chibur between the hamoka and the pshat was something that was unique in the way he lived at Rivna. That's why it's something which is when people are zecha to learn Bina Urim, Sai get a whole heck of a time to select the Pshat, and then we miss Amek in it. There's potential for that type of bris with Torah, the type of the type of Chibur with Torah, which gives it a minded of Eishes Neurim. You should be zeicha to that bracha, be mekorach baruch, that you should be constantly productive and maimik and get into the depth of learning. But always sameach mishamecha. Always the ikka simcha will be that you dehair all the hamakar as being the havana. Those young will be discovered in Yemei Ne'urim.